or anything. We are on Daf Nun Zayin on base, about the last line. Says the Gemara, you're saying it's a machlekes of Amorayim when you shave, you're not allowed to shave the corners, your payas. Whether if it's only talking about where you leave your hair growing or whether you shave the entire head. So Lema, let us say, Hakofas Kolaroish, if you shave your entire head, including the payas, whether that's also forbidden or not, is actually a machlekes Tanayim. You're making it out as if it's a machlekes Amorayim. It would seem it's a machlekes Tanayim. What's the story? Talmud, we learned, it says in the Pasuk that a Metzeda, at the end of his 7 years, he has to shave off his hair and his head and his beard. We had this Gemara before already. He has to shave off his roishay ve'ezekonay, his head and his beard. If you already said you have to shave off kol sa'aray, obviously you got to shave off your head and your beard. So what is the point of highlighting these things? So we basically had the sugi before already. Why did they stress his head? The fish it says, we would have thought it says, you're telling me this Mitzayda has to take a haircut, has to shave off all his hair. But I would have thought everything but the payas, because there's another area to shove it, just cut off payas. I would have thought, even though you have a mitzvah, I say, of taking a haircut, I wouldn't have known that the mitzvah's assay of taking a haircut of by a mitzvah that pushes away the lois assay of cutting off your pace. That's why it tells you your head, to tell you that even though it is involved in Aveira, your pace, nevertheless, the mitzvah pushes away. And from here, we're going to learn out the concept of Esa Deicha Lois Assay, that a positive mitzvah pushes away a negative. It's from right here, from the fact that a mitzvah takes a haircut, and there's an extra word, Roishoy. That's one brisa. So he uses the pasuk regarding an ordinary mitzvah where there's only a lav and asay. However, b'tanya d'vlin another brisa, roishe matam b'leimet says his head, why his head? We're not talking about an ordinary mitzvah where all you have is a lav. We're talking about a nazir. A nazir taking a haircut in the middle of his term involves much more. If what happens if a guy is a mitzvah and a nazir? A guy is a mitzvah and a nazir. Good morning, Chevrolet. We're having a discussion whether shaving the payas and the rest of your head is considered an aveir or not is actually machlekes tanaim. One Tana learns from the fact that by mitzvah it says you got to cut off all your hair and your head. The reason why I mention your head is to tell you that if you're, we would have thought that you shouldn't cut off your head because there's an aveir involved with cutting off the payas. And the other mandamar, and that's why you need to teach you that the assay of mitzvah is cutting his hair pushes away the loisase of an ordinary person cutting off his payas. Which means that cutting off the entire hair and the payas is an aveira, which proves how kofas roish is an aveira, because we're talking about cutting off all the hair and the payas, and we would have thought it's an aveira. We need the mitzvah, the pasuk to tell you that you're allowed to esse push away loisa. In other words, even though you cut off all your hair, cutting the payas is an aveira. That's one brisa. The other brisa, we're not going to use it for that. We're not talking about a case of an. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a nazir, that a mitzvah cuts his hair. Of course you good do. You know why? Not because esse lecha loisa, but because there's no aveira. You know why it's not available? Because you're cutting your hair off. So what I need the possible? We're talking about, what about if the nazir became a mitzvah? A nazir has a mitzvah assay and a lois assay. He's not allowed to cut his hair. A nazir is not allowed to cut his hair before the term. And it says, Godel yepeta, the reisha, that he has to grow his hair. So he has an assay and a lois assay. And now that he's a mitzvah in the middle of his naziris, he should cut his hair. So he has a mitzvah cutting his hair. But opposing that mitzvah is an assay and a lois assay. And normally we don't say, and I say push the way, and I say listen. That's why I need the pasuk. Matam leim vishenema gabin nazir tali yavareish. It's by nazir shouldn't have a shaver, a razor. Yochalav nazir mitzvah. The kain maybe nazir mitzvah also should not shave his hair because you have not saying listen. Matam leim vareish. Now, how come the first one learns from the ordinary person regular pace? The second one says no. We're talking about a nazir, not regular pace. Obviously, the second one says hold. There's no avayda about regular pace. Why not? My lav tonight. This is the machlekes tonight. The man dama min nazir one said that what we're talking about a nazir somebody holds hakofas kol reish leish makofas. No avayda and pace whatsoever. Since you're shaving all your hair off, so why don't you the pasuk must be talking about a nazir? What's the pasuk come to teach you to push away loisase if I say a joint I say loisase if I nazir? The other one holds no. Even an ordinary person is an aveda payas because who cares if you remove all the rest of the hair? You're still cutting off your payas. Is a sovereign holds hakafas kolor ishmar kafah. So therefore, you need the pasuk to teach you that very that din that I say push away loisase. So what are you telling me yesterday in the Gemara that you're trying to make it right from Shmuel one way or another? It's a machlekes tanaim.
So the Gemara is going to say, there's no machlekes tanaim, and you want misunderstood pshat in the braisa. A couple of ways of learning. Amar Rav says, Rav, I can tell you one way. Kuli alma, everyone might agree. Hakafas kol reish moish ma'akaf. There's no aveda involved here whatsoever. There's no aveda. There's no aveda. So what are you telling me in the first braisa? You need to teach you a guy who cuts off his pay. Sorry. You know what we're talking about here? You know when there's no aveda? If you take one shave and you cut off your hair and you pay it all together, no aveda whatsoever. What about the guy first cuts off his pace and an hour later cuts off his hair? And for sure he did an aveda because everybody. And that's what the Braise is telling you. That even though that a regular person, he's a mitzvah, he wants to cut his hair, he doesn't have to cut it off in one go. He's allowed to cut off his pace first and then the hair later. Why are you allowed to? L'chaydas an aveda? Because I say a mitzvah to push away the laces. But if you would have cut all your hair off in one go, everyone agrees there's no aveda. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. Everyone knows that kavod is not aveda. B'chi asa krak, you're going to hiki. First you what? You cut off your pace. Ulu b'sayv gilech, and then you cut off the rest of the hair. So kiv on dibe golch b'chadzim ne lemechayiv. If you were to cut it off in one go, there's no aveda. It's ki hikif ulu b'sayv gilech nam lemechayiv. And the pasuk I'm going to teach you that even if you did not do it in the right order, first you cut your pace off when aveda is involved. But since you have your mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, cut it off. So you're allowed to. Freddy Gemara, is not true. In fact, it's not true because we have a rule. When do we say that an asay is doicha loisa? When you have no choice. But when you have a choice, an asay is doicha loisa. So, l'chayde, if you're telling me that I could have cut off all my hair and pays in one go, I'm not doing any aveda, then Taka Mitzayde would not be able to cut the pays off first and an hour later cut off the rest of the hair. Because when you have a breda of not having to have opposing asay and a loisa, you're not relying on this as a pushing away loisa. Taka wouldn't. Cut the whole thing off in one go. You're not allowed to just break it up. That's the purpose of the pasuk. If you can do both, good. It can't be. Ella, you're right. You're right. I'll say everyone agrees it's an aveira. And therefore, the first braisa tells you, the pasuk is coming to teach you that even though it's an aveira in shaving your payis and the rest of your hair, there's an aveira, but the mitzvah of mitzvah pushes away. And that's where you learn it from right here. Now, how come the other braisa says we're talking about a case of a nazir when there's an asay and a loisa? What about an ordinary asay? And what about an ordinary person? And so one guy says, we learn from this pasuk that an asay pushes away a loisa. We're talking about an ordinary person. And the other one says, we don't need it for that. We already know that an asay pushes away a loisa, as we'll soon see from tzitzis. Since we know already asay loisa, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I'm a tzayda. Can cut his payas off. Of course he can. So what if it's an aveira cutting a payas? But it's an asay of a zayra. I need the pasuk mitzvah to tell you cut the hair of the head off. It's talking about when the guy's a nazir. So there's much more involved than just an aveira loisa of cutting his hair. There's also an asay of cutting his hair. A nazir has to let his hair grow. So therefore, the Torah tell you that normally we say an asay is not strong enough to push away. An asay and a loisa are joined together. But over here you can because of the special pasuk of mitzvah. But an ordinary person is doing an aveira. Everywhere we know Esther Chalisa. How do we know everywhere? The one who said that you learn here but talking about a nazir, which is not saying Loisa, lav, legrade, you know, has no lav alone. So the answer, you know, Yahweh, you know where he learns it from? Migdilim, from tzitzis. Don't wear wool and linen together. And Vitanya, we learn, Loisil Bishatnes, don't wear wool and linen together. And the same person says, but Semana Pish, yo, wait, Semana Pish Yachtav. And the next person says, Gedilim Tasilacha. And the next pasuk says you should put on tzitzis. So we're saying that why? But this temer of pishim that I just told you that you're not allowed to mix together, but use them for tzitzis. So we learn from there what? That even though there's an aveda of klein, but when there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, it pushes it away. So that's where I know the concept of esed echalese. Hagdilim taslecha mehem. Nu fadi gemara. So if you learn lav the esed echalese from there, the first braisa that says you learn esed echalese from what? From an ordinary, from a mitzvah. Pushing away the Isra of payas, what does he do to Pasikim Taslacha? He doesn't need for Esnech Halaisa, he already knows from Mitzayda. But he wanted a man to Nafkali Maroisha in my time of Nafkali Magdilim. Why doesn't he learn Esnech Halaisa Magdilim? What do you need a Pasik for by Mitzayda? Amalach, he tells you this Pasik of Gedilim has nothing to do with the idea of Esnech Halaisa. You know why the Tayda says make it out of wool and linen? To tell you the following. All other tzitzis, if you make, if you have a certain min, Whatever the material, the actual beged is, that's the material you should make the tzitzis from. If you put another material for the tzitzis and one material for the beged, you're not yaitzah. But wool and linen and any kind of material will work. So that's what you need the posse for. Amalak and kedrava. Nothing to do with esedei chalaisa. You know what that is? And any garment. Cotton also you put on wool. So Kidrav Hudas the Rav Rami says Venosnu Al Tzitzis HaKonav. So it sounds like mean konav. Whatever the material is for the beged, that's what you should put on for the tzitzis. Sil Chelis. That's what should be the Chelis. Uksiv it says Temer Pishim Yachdov HaKeitzad. Temer Pishim Poitim Bein Beminimish Leib Minon. Wool and linen you can use on any material. And if you can have a cotton beged, if you're wearing a wool tzitzis, you're all right. Any other material only works on its own. Sorry? Yeah. Anything. But I'll tell you, Pascha, like the most shining, the Mahatayrids, you have to have wool. You have to have wool and beg it as well. No, we don't have linen chachamir gizeda because of shatnas. But we have wool. And the beged should be wool. Mahatayda tzitzis is only a woolen beged. All of the materials are in the rabban. That's why we're machmut to wear woolen beged. Okay. Bahai tana the mapig l'roisha. The tana, the first braisa who uses l'roisha for an ordinary person. So the teacher that does say mitzvah pushes away the loisus. The lav grade is only talking about an ordinary person that only involves a lav of cutting of his pace. And the pasuk teaching you the osi I say v'doch is loisus. So let me ask the question: osi devil loisus say minolon? Since he uses the pasuk roishay to teach you that an ordinary person can cut off his pay is, and he does not, and that's where we learn etzedech loisus. Tzitzis talking about something else. How does he know another mitzvah and gutters here? Another mitzvah is involved, and I say and a loisus. Since he uses Roisha only in the case where there's a loisus, only pay is, how does he know if you're another mitzvah where there's involved? And I say, and a loisus, how do you know that person can take a haircut? Nafkalem is Kanye. The next word in the pasuk, it says, cut off all his hair, and his head and his beard. Why mention his beard? Isn't that part of his hair? Because a beard also involves an assay and a loisus. What assay is there? By an ordinary person, shaving the beard with a razor is only allowed. But a koyin has an assay as well. It has to be Kaddish. Where the pasuk talks about a beard, it adds over there an assay, Kaddish to you. It has to be Kaddish. So a Kohen involves an assay and a Loisa. A Kohen Nazir, a Kohen Mitzayra, L'chayda for him, the pasuk, I'm going to tell you an ordinary person to shave his beard is a lav. I already told you, cut his pays off. What's the pays off a beard? Same thing. Lav, I say pushes away. But if you're a Kohen and you're a Mitzayra, a Kohen has an assay and a Loisa. How does he know as a mitzvah he cuts his hair? That's what it tells you as a kohen. That's where I know it from. And just like a kohen, nazir the same thing. So I'm going to learn nazir from kohen. That's what he holds. Nafkalim is a kohen. It's time to learn. It's a kohen's beard. Matam alem what you need for a levish. And then maru pakas kohen legalechu. You shouldn't show your beard. Yochel av kohen mitzvah. Can I have a kohen mitzvah? He has an assay and a loisus as well. Tam alem is a kohen. That's what he says a kohen. Teach you a kohen. Says the Gemara, Uman the Mapel Roisha Laseva Loisus. The second Braisha that says that when it tells the Roisha teaching you about a Nozir, since the Kone is talking about a Koyin, why can't you compare Nozir to Koyin? Why do you need a Pasik according to the second Braisha for a Nozir and for a Koyin? For a Nozir is an Asayan Loisus and teach you a Mitzayda, you shave your hair. And the Koyin teaches you if you're a Koyin, there's an Asayan Loisus shaving your beard, you cut your hair. Once you know by a Nozir that an Asay pushes away an Asayan Loisus, you're a magnum of a Koyin. Why do you need two psukim to teach you that an assay pushes away an assay and a loisus, one by another, one by a coin? What are you both for? Leila mizakana, leila mizakana. That's what he asked. So he asked back, well, the time may, according to you, the kaimalam ba'alma, we have a rule everywhere else, the loy osi, assay, vidochi, loisus, assay. Everyone agree, we all agree with me, and we all agree, that kolatayda kula, an assay does not have the capacity to push away an assay and a loisus. It can only push away a loisus. No, but since you also agree that the words of Kona is talking about a coin, where there's an assay and a loisus, and that same material pushes away, let's learn Kola Teta Kula from here. What are you going to tell me? Why don't you learn from here? Because you're going to tell me that coin is a very weak Aveda, and therefore, even though there's an assay and a loisus, because a coin is so weak, the assay and material pushes away. And why is a coin so weak? Because an assay, we had in Gorani Bam, it's an assay and a lav she'ain a shava b'kol. It's limited only to coin. We even don't have Aveda, you certainly don't have Aveda. Because such a weak Aveda, assay pushes away. That's why you cannot compare anywhere else in the Teda. The same thing here with the Nazir. If the Teda would have told us only Nazir, I wouldn't have known by a coin. If the Teda would have told us a coin, I wouldn't know by a Nazir. If it told us only coin, it's a weak Aveda, that's why it pushes away. But a Nazir is strong. Every person is a Nazir, man, woman. It's a say the Shavu B'Koil. Maybe Taka Nazir doesn't push it away. Nu, so let's just say Nazir, not Kohen Gemara, will answer. A Nazir also, from a certain vantage point, is very weak. You go to a Rav and be Mataneder. No other Aveda you can go and undo the Aveda. You go to a Rav and say, I don't want to be a Nazir anymore. Uis Nazir. So therefore, such a weak Aveda, maybe I say pushes away. That's why I need a posse for Nazir and Nazir Mekoin. Okay. So that's Gemara, right? That's Gemara exposed on that. Leiliv Mekoin, the Dachin of us, you can tell me, why don't we learn Kolatayr Kul Mekoin? Mekoin Leafina, because Malukoin, Shekain Lav, Sheaina Shavakoil. It's a weak Lav, and therefore that's say pushes away. Is Nazir Mekoin Namalayah. For the same reason, you couldn't learn Nazir Mekoin. The Tayr only would have told us the din by a Koyim Mitzayra. I would not have known that a Nazir is the same thing. Shekain Lav, Sheaina Shavakoil. It's a lav she'ena shav b'kol. Aye, so then let her just say nazir, and I would know coming from those in a minute. Man, the mukim lahay roish shav nazir. So love is the kanoi. Since you already learned by nazir, okay, I can't learn from koyin, but let's learn from nazir. Now that you told me roish is talking about a nazir, which is not saying a loisa, and that same mitzvah pushes away. So surely a koyin, which is a weak avera, surely that same mitzvah will push it away. The Easter of shaving a beard. But boy, you know what you need for the katani we learned. Zikonai, his beard, my time, you know why he needs beard. If you never pass the kind of like Yoka without a great material, can't have a limit. Zikonai, I would thought, Zikonai, Umanolan, the Batas, the first mark is another answer. I would have thought, how do you know why you need the Pusik? You know why you need the Pusik? I'll tell you this. You know why we talk and need a Pusik to tell you that a Koyan Mitzayda is allowed to shave his beard? It's not so much a teacher you're allowed to, we don't know that already from Nazir. It's to teach you what is the Easter of shaving the beard. It's only with a razor. Because, or anything similar. Our Tamulaim is a Kani. Umanolan, the Batal, how do you know that it has to be with a razor? How do you know that that a Koyan, when a Koyan takes a Mitzayda takes a haircut, he has to use a razor? Since we need a Pusik to tell you that a Koyan Mitzayda is allowed to shave his beard, and since the Easter of shaving is only with a razor, if a Mitzayda can use scissors or anything else to shave to remove all of his hair, then we need a pasuk to tell you that you're allowed to tell the guy shave your beard, but don't use a razor, use a scissor, or use a plane that these builders use. What are you using? Zaraya that a Mitzayda has to use a razor, so we got a problem here. A Mitzayda using a razor, but you're not allowed to shave with a razor, so therefore the pasuk tells you you're allowed to. So that's what I need this pasuk of Mitzayda, not to teach you that I say is doiche that I say loisa, but to teach you more the dinim of what materials, implements to use to shave. You shouldn't destroy. No, and the scissors don't destroy. Don't pull the roots out. Use the plane, the build of the plane. Has to be shaving, not just.
Tweezers.
No, malakir hitni. The hitni is a plane. Malakir tweezers. Yeah, you pull the root out. Easy illusion, but. Yeah? Okay. What kind of shaving is it destroying? Is it tied only a razor? So that's what you need it for a razor. Okay, so no, it's not there to teach you the concept of asei, doicha, asei, and loisa. It's more to teach you what material implements to use for mitzayda. It has to be a razor, just like the Easter oven. The first braisa that says that the Reisha is talking about an ordinary person pays. And the second one is talking about a Mitzayda. Why do you need both? If we only had Zekonai to teach you a bit, and it teaches you already that an Asay is Doicha and Asay and Alois, surely we'll know that Asay is Doicha alav alone. They're both the same. Let's learn both from one place. What do you need both for? Answer the Gemara. Koyin min nazir lo yalef. We cannot learn a koyin from a nazir. Why can't you learn koyin from a nazir? Shekein yeshne b'shayla. Just like a koyin has a kula, a nazir has a kula. You can go to Rabbanim and undo the whole thing. Nazir mi koyin lo yalef kin lav sheshav akol. And therefore, we don't learn from them. We just said. So therefore, we need a pasuk koyin by nazir and on. What's the side of Shava? Side of Shava, they're both weak. There's no other Vedas that have such a weakness. Either it's not Shava b'kol or it's can be undone. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Amar Rav says Rav. Rav says, Mekel Adam kol gufa betar. A person is allowed to completely remove all of his hair with a razor, and there's no iser of leisilbash. L'chayda, he looks like a female. There's no iser of leisilbash, and a person, a man, shouldn't wear a woman's clothing. But he wanted to make a last question. It says by a man, a woman used to remove all the hair from under her armpits and other parts of her body. A man shouldn't do that because it looks like he's mimicking a woman. You just said you're allowed to use a razor to cut all the hair off. Pedimada makes you learn if you remove the hair from different parts of discrete parts of your body, you get malchus. If you move under your arms or in other parts, you get malchus. You just said nothing wrong. And Pedimada habitar habemisparayim. A razor, it is us, because then you're very feminine. But with scissors, you're allowed to remove all your hairs. Freddie, what are we talking about? Rav just said, well, Rav nami bitar kama. Rav just said, you're allowed to remove all your hair from your body, bitar, with a razor. And now you tell me using a razor is feminine and it's awesome, with silbush. And Sigmarik ain't tar. What Rav said, that a person is allowed to remove all his hair, he didn't mean with a razor, mamash. He meant something like it. In other words, remove all the hair completely. But not a razor. A razor is awesome because that's the silbush.
It's a little bit different.
So Rashi says, look at Rashi, Kain Tad, she goes three lines to the bottom, she goes of the Mitzvahim, he uses scissors, Besomuch le Basar, so close to the skin, Kain Tad. Like a waxing. Like a razor haircut. He argues, he says, that if you move the hair under your armpits or base ever, you actually get malchus. You get malchus. Lesilbush. They want to mace away. We look at the braisa havorasir, ain't a medivri tayla medivri seifim. There is an Easter of removing all your hair. What do you call it? But it's only midrabanan. So my leg and I'm rabbanan is rabbanan. Look at Rashi at the bottom. Mace havorasar shall call gufa. Remove all your hair. Keep going. She beisa shechi, beisa erva, ain't a medivri tayla. But I don't like malchus. My leg and I'm malchus madis midrabanan. Means only midrabanan.
I ask you. On the pasuk of Leisilbush,
yeah,
Rashi explains there that wives. So you should tomorrow, next,
tomorrow's Gemara, you'll see where it comes from.
If you shave your hair, it's not going to help you.
You'll see in tomorrow's Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow.